What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
One of the largest amounts of casualties during the Civil War didn't happen on the battlefield. It happened in New York City at an orphanage. I didn't know. 42nd Street and 5th Avenue in New York City was the location. It's now Midtown Manhattan. There was a black orphanage, and during the Civil War, the North needed more soldiers, so they had a draft in New York City. See, white folks could pay to dodge the draft. Remember, black folks weren't even citizens, so they couldn't be drafted. So it was just the working class white men available for the draft. And those white men were angry. They were so angry at black folks that they went on another one of them good old white killing sprees, where just being black was a death sentence. Massacres Monday this season is dedicated to those very atrocities. Them white folks went in the city and killed 120 black men, women, and children. Just unalived them. Then went to the colored orphans asylum, broke in with bats and pickaxes, burnt it to the ground like Andre Rison's house in the 90s. All of the children escaped, none died. Many of them fled to Blackwell's Island, what is now Roosevelt Island in New York. Most of the other black folks in that now Midtown Manhattan area fled to Harlem or Brooklyn. And the demographics still show those numbers today. On our commute to school in the morning, my 11-year-old daughter and I, after completing our affirmations, we just have conversations about everything from integrity to civil rights to enslavement periods. And she asked me one morning, she said,
"Dad, when the KKK started beating up the black people, what will happen to the kids?"
And I looked in the rearview mirror and we locked eyes and I told my 11-year-old baby girl, "The Klan would beat up the kids too, Ryan." And she said, "And they would kill the kids too?" I said, "Yes, baby. Those racist white Klansmen would kill the black kids too." And I could see the innocence leave her eyes. 120 black men, women, and children were killed that summer day, July 13th, 1863. 2,000 people were injured. And I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.